Malawi government spokesperson Moses Kunkuyu said Sunday the experts will look into several areas leading to the crash of the Dornier 228 aircraft, including the condition of the plane and circumstances. The military plane was carrying Vice President Saulos Chilima and 8 others to the funeral of a former cabinet minister in northern Malawi, crashed on June 10. The plane went missing the previous day, soon after it was advised not to land at an airport in northern Malawi because of bad weather. The arrival of the German experts comes after Malawian President Lazarus Chakwera said last week that he was puzzled with what caused the crash of the plane he has long used. Chakwera said he had asked foreign governments to help probe the accident, despite investigation being carried out by the Malawian Defense Force. Michael Kayatsa is the executive director for the Center for Human Rights and Rehabilitation, one of several organizations in Malawi that asked for the independent investigation into the crash. He welcomes the start of the investigations.
However, it's important that the government, you know, should not interfere in any way in the investigation. This should be, you know, totally independent investigation, so that whatever comes out of it should be credible.
The sudden death of Chilima bred a lot of conspiracy theories in Malawi and abroad, with some suggesting it was an assassination plot. Last week, police in Malawi arrested lawmaker Kamlepo Kaluwa and rights activist Boni Kalindo for circulating messages on social media alleging the plane crash was planned. The two were charged with cyber crimes and were expected to appear in court today, Monday. But Kayata said arresting those expressing their views on the plane crash would prevent some people from giving information to investigators.
That's why we have issued a statement that strongly condemning the arrest. Because what this arrest will do is to get an atmosphere of fear at a time when we need, you know, to open up and freely come out to provide information of what they know about the accident.
Malawian security expert Sherif Kaisi said transparency is needed in such investigations to win the confidence of Malawians regarding the investigators.
We need to know them, that if they are from Germany, which company are they from Germany? And what are the track record that they have been doing the same similar job, for example, investigating such accidents, for how long they have done that? And what are the reports that they have?
Kunkuyu said two of the investigators are from the German Federal Bureau of Aircraft Accidents Investigation, while one is from General Atomics, a company that has taken over from the manufacturer of Dornier 228 aircraft. Lamek Masina, VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.